I was elected as a democratic socialist, and I will govern as a democratic socialist.
New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani giving his inaugural address on New Year's Day on the steps of City Hall before thousands in sub-freezing weather as millions watch worldwide. To see the whole ceremony, everyone's speeches in full, go to democracynow.org. After the inauguration, the mayor traveled to a Brooklyn housing complex where he signed three executive orders designed to tackle the city's housing crisis. Special thanks to Nermeen Sheikh, Hani Massoud, Maria Tarasena, Sam Alkoff, Trina Nadura. I'm Amy Goodman.
You've got your radio tuned to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Good morning. I'm Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host for the next hour or so. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're here from 9 to 10 every Friday morning, live when I'm in town, pre-recorded when I'm out wandering around. Last week we played songs by musicians who passed away in 2025. There are quite a few of them, so we're going to do the same thing today to catch up with that. Peter Yarrow, the last surviving member of Peter, Paul, and Mary, was the musician we were honoring with that first cut, Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind. We'll do something similar with the next record. It's going to be a record by the band. And when Garth Hudson passed early last year, he was the last one standing. He was by several years the eldest of the members of the band, but he was the last to pass. Okay, before we get to that, let me read you a couple of public service announcements here. Addiction is devastating to all who experience it, but for women, recovery from addiction is often impacted by their unique experiences, including trauma resulting from domestic violence and sexual abuse, mental health issues, physical and reproductive health, parenting and caregiving, relationships, and self-esteem. Power understands women's unique needs and addresses them through a full continuum of treatment and support services. If you or someone you know needs help, Power can open a window of hope. Call Power today at 412-243-7535 or visit www.power-recovery.com to learn more. And what else are we going to tell you about? Caregiver assistance. Taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get the answers for them and for you. Find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and WRCT. Okay, now, the band is up next, honoring Garth Hudson, who passed in 2025. The first little bit of this tender little ditty is Garth himself and his organ.
but not our minds. So we'll overcome every little struggles we find. What you got inside must come out. Don't be afraid, just stand and shout. Come on and shout, shout, shout for freedom. Shout for freedom. All over this land. Shout, shout, shout for freedom. Shout for freedom.
Shout for freedom. This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn. Each night
satisfied just knowing that you love me.
But there's one thing I want you to do, especially for me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what was in that last set of music. Actually, a couple of those songs I should have given you a little bit of an introduction to let you know what we were doing. We started off with the band doing Chest Fever. The person we were honoring there was Garth Hudson, the organist with the band who passed away early in 2025. Next up was Jimmy Cliff, and what can I say here? The name of the song was Shout for Freedom, and it was a version of the song that was recorded in the country then known as Zaire in sometime in the 1980s, but it wasn't released over here for a while, so... That was Jimmy Cliff there. And then the one that really should have had some introduction, I don't want you to think that Lucinda Williams passed away in 2025, but Steve Cropper did. And he played guitar on that song. Steve Cropper is one of these fellas who is difficult to honor in a show like this because he did all his best work as a session musician, mostly with Stax Voltz, but guitar player, and that song was from a CD called Dedicated, A Salute to the Five Royals, Royales maybe, it's got that extra E in it, and their guitar player, Pete Pauling, was probably the most unknown influential guitar player in Kenny Joe's lifetime anyway. And he was a mentor to Steve Cropper. I don't know if he was a mentor to Steve Cropper, but Steve Cropper sure took his style. And that's what I was listening to on that record. Lucinda Williams doing the vocals on that. Okay, that's an explanation there. The final record in the set was Rory Ayers, a jazz vibraphonist who, boy, he's got quite a body of work. He was active for many, 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 many years and was very active for most of those. That song was one of his most well-known songs, Destination Motherland. And that does it for that set. So let me first of all tell you about some other shows here on WRCT. But let me give you the little proviso that right now WRCT is on random schedule. We used to have a nice little recording for that, but I don't have it right now that explained everything. But random schedule is what happens when we are a college radio station here at Carnegie Mellon University, and a lot of our DJs take time off during the academic calendar, and such is the time right now. And so we are on random schedule. A lot of the shows that will appear on your schedule that you see at WRCT.org will not be playing. Something else will be playing. But I think both of these shows you'll probably be able to hear during random schedule. First of all, let me tell you about One World. One World Radio Show, a collaborative radio show between WRHU in New York, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and Bush Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. We discuss both local and global issues from a positive and solutions-based perspective to increase community literacies and global knowledge. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. And then we have... on for Sunday evenings, we have Too Evil to Have a Human Name, Horrible Music for Horrible People, only on WRCT 88.3 FM, 7 to 9 p.m., Sunday evenings, In Nominos Satana. Okay. Now, next up, I think the next song needs some introduction because... my guess is that a very small percentage, if any, of our listeners are familiar with the work of this vocalist, Donna Jean Godshow McKay. Who is that, you might ask? She was a session musician from, as you might guess from the Godshow, who grew up in Louisiana, did most of her initial session work in Muscle Shoals, was a backup singer on a lot of top 40 songs, a lot of nice top 40 songs. Anyhow, she probably is most prominently known, to the extent she is known, as a singer for the Grateful Dead for several years. So we're going to play a song by hers from her Grateful Dead days, Sunrise off of Terrapin Station. And I don't think there's anybody else I need to introduce you to. The second song in the set is Flaco Jimenez, who probably not too many people know about, but he's an excellent Norteño instrumentalist, accordion player. And you'll know the rest of them. So here we go. Uh-huh. Kenny Joe queued up the wrong song. Give him a minute here. Or better yet, we'll play something else and we'll cue it up while the other song is playing.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that last set. We started it off with the Flaco Jimenez doing Juarez from a greatest hits album that I think Arhuli put out. Lots of good stuff on that album. And then we had, believe it or not, it was a Grateful Dead song, Sunrise. And the person we were honoring by playing that song was the vocalist there, Donna Jean Godshow-McKay, who passed away in 2025. And then, of course, Brian Wilson left the scene last year, so we played his what I think he considers to be his best song. It's a big story there, I guess. Good Vibrations, anyhow, a response to all the wild stuff that was coming out of England right then. He felt he needed to update his sound, and there it was, updated. And then last but not least, Sly Stone doing Everyday People. We got one more for you. But before we do the one more, I'm going to tell you about one of our underwriters. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc., located in the Cornell University Center on Carnegie Mellon University campus. Tartan Inc. provides a range of services for printing, finishing, and shipping with various sizes of materials available. Somebody edited this. It used to have all sorts of wonderful stuff in it, but now it just says various sizes and materials available. But let me tell you, it's got lots of more interesting things that I guess they don't want me to tell you about. For more information, visit cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. or call 412-268-4828. Okay. Now, getting back to the music, the next song is, we're going to do one more from somebody who was deceased in 2025. But before I do it, I got to explain what we're doing next week here on Pinckney Hall. There's a lot of great musicians that didn't make the cut. And I'm feeling kind of funny about that, especially since what I was going to do next week was in honor of the Golden Festival, which will be happening soon in New York City, an annual festival of Balkan music. So I was going to play, an hour's worth of Balkan music. That might not be the thing that everybody likes. As a matter of fact, I know a couple of people that don't like that. But I figured, maybe along with the Balkan music, we'll pick up three or four more people that died in 2025. So if I left out somebody you were eager to hear, you might hear that person next week. Okay, anyhow, the next song, my guess is, unless you're a David Lynch fanatic or you were in the Hollywood Theater a couple of years ago, you probably aren't familiar with this vocalist. It's Rebecca Del Rio, who passed in 2025. She's done a lot of work, but her main claim of fame was that she sang the Spanish version of Roy Orbison's Crying in Mulholland Road. And I wish I could give you the visual for that, but I can't. And I think it's kind of a miracle that actually happened, because Mulholland Road came after Blue Velvet, and Blue Velvet featured an interesting version of another Roy Orbison song, In Dreams. Now, if you don't know what song In Dreams is, maybe you know it as Candy Colored Clown. But anyhow, Mr. Orbison was so upset by the use that Mr. Lynch made of that song in that movie, I'm surprised that he got the rights to do even a Spanish version of Crying, another Roy Orbison song, in a subsequent movie. But, he did. And like I say, I wish I could give you the visuals, but at least I'll give you the sound. And there was something else I wanted to tell you, but It'll come to me after I leave the studio. We'll save that for next week also.
Yo estaba bien por un tiempo, volviendo a sonreír. Luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor. Luego de tu adiós sentí todo mi dolor, sola y llorando, 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 llorando. No es fácil entender que al verte otra vez yo esté llorando. Yo que pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer. No me quieres ya y siempre estaré llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor se llevó todo mi corazón y quedó llorando, 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 llorando.
Okay, Kenny Joe here to tell you what you just heard. Llorando by Rebecca Del Rio, who passed away in 2025. That song was featured prominently in Mulholland Drive. I believe I was saying Mulholland Road before. But what do I know? I'm not an L.A. kid. It's one or the other. So it's not really time to play another song, Zombo. You know,
sure,
would you mind going on for a tiny bit early here?
You're my boss, buddy.
Oh, I wish I'd done that earlier. How about that? I got to think about that one for a while. Anyhow, what I will tell you is that next week we are going to play mainly Balkan music in honor of the Golden Festival, which will be happening in New York. Kenny Joe hopes to be there. He's not 100% sure he's going to be there, but I'm going to try to make it. That is it 2 weeks from now, so I won't be here 2 weeks from now. You'll hear, maybe Zomba will want to pick up an extra hour. No? It's a little too early in the day there. So Next week, Balkan music. We might throw in three or four people who passed this year, so you don't have to, well, you know, just give you a little variety there. And I guess that's about all I got to tell you. Are you ready to go, sir? Okay. I give you Zombo. Well, yeah, I'll do that, too. This, you are listening to WRCT, broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University, largely empty at the moment, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice blind box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna. With her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold bear. Bear, 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 bear. We love bear. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from real beer. Tussin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches, makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a joke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Dripping on acid makes you flaccid. The